Mr. David Rappin. Come on, y'all.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I am just like you. I separate my laundry into two piles, colored and whites only. That's just the way I was taught. I don't know how to do it any differently. Of course, then I single out the white laundry for special treatment. But you have to. Otherwise, it might stop being white. I admit, when I do the laundry, because of this, I tend to feel dirty. I think that's inherent in the act. It's not laundry itself that is so troublesome. It's how we do it. There is a third pile, of course, reds. The problem with reds is if you intermingle things with reds, other things turn pink. And so what this does is this problem, it signifies a latent fear of homosexuality. That's why we separate out the reds. It used to have something to do with socialism, but we've moved past that, thankfully. Most of my shirts, like the shirt I'm wearing, are irregular. They're not irregular because of manufacturing glitches. They're irregular because they have deviant thoughts. Because of this, they're ostracized by the merchandising system. They're sold at a bargain price. They're put on a special rack and they're liquidated. The irregular shirts will, of course, have the last laugh in the end. They influence the other attire when you put them in your closet and dresser. The jeans, the sweaters, the shoes, and the shoes try so hard to raise their young to be straight-laced. The shirts will eventually triumph. It is inevitable. However, when they do triumph, they will no longer be white. My name is David Rappin. You can find me at davidrappin.com. I am available for children's parties and funerals. Do your children like existential philosophy and theoretical physics? Then I am your only choice. And so now, here's Miguel.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes David Rappin. Come on!